Thank you. I will stay strictly to trying to give an answer to the second question that was asked this morning. So it's about the primary financial challenges for my city. I'm Alessandro Ghinelli, mayor of Arezzo, 100,000 inhabitants in Tuscany. Arezzo's project must contribute to sustainable development, enhance resilience, and address climate change adaptation and mitigation targets. So far, we have successfully provided housing, facilities, and services for residents, while also mitigating and adapting to the impacts of climate change. Our infrastructure efforts include improvement in drainage and wastewater treatment, transportation and logistics systems, net zero waste facilities, flood protection, urban landscape design, and other built and nature-based solutions. However, there is a critical lack of public financing for such urban projects at both the national and international levels, resulting in low co-funding rates for cities. Therefore, there is a pressing need for significantly increased public funding for urban sustainable development projects, particularly those that are small and medium-sized. Moreover, Italian cities face significant regulatory and structural changes that limit their ability to independently finance sustainable development projects. Borrowing restrictions. Italian municipalities have strict regulations on borrowing, particularly due to the rules established by the Stability Pact, which aims to control public debt and deficit levels. This often restricts their ability to take on new debt for investment projects. Tax authority. Municipality in Italy have limited powers to raise taxes. They can impose local taxes, but significant tax increases often require national government approval, limiting their fiscal flexibility. Mobilizing private investment. While cities can engage in public-private partnerships, the process can be complex and bureaucratic. Additionally, the legal and regulatory framework can sometimes deter private investors. Dependence on national transfers. Many Italian cities heavily rely on transfers from the national government for funding, which can lead to instability in infrastructure financing, especially if national political priorities change. And that means that this process is not as should be bottom up, but up down. That is exactly the opposite of what should have been. Thank you.